We're joined this morning by Sharon Canese, who is the president and CEO of the National Waste and Recycling Association, along with Anne Germain, to talk about Know Before You Throw. Earth Day upon us. You want to make every day Earth Day by keeping things out of the landfill as best as possible. So we're here to talk about some things about recycling. How well are we as Americans recycling these days? I mean, that seems, I got two bins at my house, so I know that I have things that I throw away and things that get recycled. Is everyone following that protocol?
Great. You know, recycling is doing quite well. There's about a third of waste is recycled. And what we have learned is since the turn of this century that the increase in waste has all gone to either recycling or composting. What can be recycled has increased tremendously.
Well, I know that I used to have to do plastics one and two, and then everything else was being thrown into the trash. But over the last year or so, they increased those numbers, and I always have to look on the bottom of my containers. Is that what's really happening everywhere, too?
Well, and there's also increased innovation, and there's a lot of single-stream recycling, which means you can throw all the recyclables into one bin, and it's sorted at the high-tech recycling facility.
So as you've experienced, Bruce, a lot of people are starting to see expanded availability of recycling. So a lot of times people aren't even going with the numbers anymore. So the numbers are really just to identify what the type of plastic is. It doesn't really indicate whether something's recyclable or not. So nowadays, it's like you really have to check with your community about what can and can't be recycled. But as you say, there's a lot more opportunities and more materials being added every day. We do have some things that can't be recycled, or at least not through your bin, and we wanted to tell your listeners a little bit about those things as well.
Okay, let's talk about some of the things we want to keep out of that recycling bin.
So one of the main things is plastic bags. So these are your grocery bags, which can be recycled, but we recommend that people take them back to their grocery stores to recycle. They shouldn't be placed in the bin. A lot of people like to put their cans and bottles into a plastic bag and just tie them up and keep them neat. But that's a problem because somebody ends up having to rip through that and it slows everything down. So we ask that people just place everything loose in their bins and take the plastic bags back to their grocery stores.
Well, that was the day when I used to have to recycle using a blue plastic bag. In fact, I still have a leftover supply from when I was doing that. But since these bins are out here, that's become irrelevant, right?
Right. Something else that people aren't aware of are pizza boxes. So pizza boxes are cardboard, and they're usually 100% recyclable, except for if they get greasy. So if the grease comes on the pizza box and gets embedded in the fiber, then it's no longer recyclable. So we ask that people look at their pizza boxes, and if the bottom's greasy and the top is clean, just rip them apart and put the top in the bin and toss the bottom, or even compost the bottom.
I've noticed that, that makes me wonder about, do I have to wash my bottles, my cans out? Is that necessary as far as recycling?
That's a great question. And in general, they don't have to be squeaky clean, but things that are sticky that are difficult to take out, like let's say like a peanut butter jar, that residue tends to be a lot more clingy. So although it doesn't have to be squeaky clean, we do recommend that people like make a little extra effort if they want to recycle those materials. Something else that people might not be aware that they can recycle are aerosol cans. These are steel cans, and so they can be recycled, but you need to make sure they're empty because we don't want them to get to the recycling plant with any of the propellant still in them.
Now, does that include, like, paint or, you know, can? Are we just talking about, like, aerosol, like, you know, for in the PAM or inside, you know, some food kind of a base?
So if it's a latex paint, it's not a problem. Latex is not considered hazardous. And, you know, like, if you're talking just a regular paint can that you use, you know, to not even the spray paint, that can be recycled also, but you should remove the paint. So let it dry out, peel out the paint from the inside, toss that latex paint away, and then that steel paint can also be recycled. If it's an oil-based paint, though, that oil residue is considered hazardous, so we ask that people not put that in their recycle bin.
Yeah, locally, we have a collection agent, a place that people can drop off, like the household hazardous waste chemical kind of things, too.
Exactly.
So that goes for that. What are some of the other things that maybe people don't know that they can also recycle?
Well, there's... obviously, the all your standard newspaper, cardboard, aluminum cans, steel cans. So there's quite a lot. And like you said, the plastics have been expanding greatly. There are a couple other things on the don't side that we did want to give special attention to. You know, with there's a lot of hypodermics that are getting, or needles, I should say, that are getting into the recycling plants. Some people that use, like, have perhaps a diabetes or something that use needles on a daily basis, often they'll store the needles in, like, a laundry detergent bottle or something, and then they'll mistakenly recycle that laundry detergent bottle. And so a lot of that ends up at the plants. And we do have a lot of manual workers there, and we need to protect them. So we ask that people really be aware of that and try and keep that stuff out.
Can all the paper that you take, if you go to a fast food place, is a lot of that recyclable too? If you pick up things from a takeout order and places like that? Or?
Well, if it's paper, paper almost always can be recycled. But again, it goes to this whole soiled pizza box rule. So if it's soiled with food or greasy, that fiber really gets embedded into the soil or into the fiber, and so that is problematic. But as long as it's clean, it can almost always be recycled if it's a fiber product like paper or cardboard.
We don't always think about what happens to those things we put in the bin. We figure somebody takes it away, it goes in a truck, and I don't see it again. But obviously, with all that sorting, any of these things could cause a logjam if too many people do the wrong recycling.
That's right. The two problems we have are contamination, because the manufacturers who are going to take those recyclables and make them into something else want as clean and high quality a product as possible. And then the second thing is some of these contaminants, like plastic bags, can actually tie up the machinery and stop the processes.
We're speaking today with Sharon Canise and also Ann Germain, all involved with recycling. Is there a good place people can go get information, get a list, kind of find places to...
Absolutely. We would like you to direct your listeners to beginwiththebin.org, where they can learn more about know before you throw.
Sounds good. Beginwiththebin.org. Ladies, thanks for sharing the time with us, and happy Earth Day.
Thanks,
Thank you, Bruce.